Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To kick off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we have some music by the Canadian-Irish punk band The Mahones, a band that is now based in Toronto after being formed in Kingston, Ontario back in 1990 by Dublin-born Finney McConnell. The Mahones have just released a new studio album called Jameson Street that features a song to start off today's Waxy's Dargle show called A Devil in Every Bottle, right here on 101.5.
Hoes enjoyed a morphine buzz, read a love perpetuous, pop chased, exit and champagne, one have been at nights. Trying to keep the heroin for us as Irish whiskey men, the poison scourge of home. I look him straight in the eye, a crown of mud, a piece of fly, the abstinent and temperate cry of false that's not in hell. Oh, on the swim on the beast span, shame the bucket and kick the can. Russ Irish whiskey man, a poison scourge of home. So fuck the Mahones and Peelers, a place in the mountain too. To all the fucking frost who don't have a clue. It's white noise, red soul, and you see us right around. There's a devil in every bottle, and I'm an Irish whiskey man. Hey! The coppers don't appreciate punk rockers in the sunshine state. Zip balls in the motel cans. Hide your bias in the sand. Russ's Irish whiskey man, the poison scourge of home. So fuck the Mahones and Peelers, baptize in the Mountain Dew. To all the fucking frauds who don't have a clue. It's way to let it so, and you see us buying around. There's a devil in every bottle, and I'm an Irish whiskey man. There's a devil in every bottle, and I'm an Irish whiskey man. Yeah!
Yeah. any place you can't be found. You helped me make it through the days when I feel blue. I can face the dark of night, knowing you'll be by my side. I'm not afraid to say the words, what I do without you. As the years keep drifting by, your giving heart just makes things right. You make our world a better place through all you do. We've had ups and we've had downs, but through it all you stuck around. You keep my love on solid ground. I'd fall through without you. I don't wanna hang around any place you can't be found. You helped me make it through the days when I feel blue. I can face the dark of night, just knowing you'll be by my side. I'm not afraid to say the words, what I'd do without you.
That was Rollins Cross, one of my favorite Newfoundland Celtic bands, that first got together over 30 years ago now, back in 1989. We heard a track from Rollins Cross's 10th studio album that was released back in 2019. The album is titled Flying Colors, and we heard a song called Without You, written by Joey Kitson, who's been the band's lead vocalist since 1993. In front of Rollins Cross, we heard some music by Seely Hu, a 1996 piece Scottish folk band based in Edinburgh. A number of band members originally came from the Orkney Isles and the Outer Hebrides. We heard an instrumental medley that included Super Wasp, Along the Coast of Norway, and Neck Buster. And this medley of three tunes comes from an album called The First Call, C-A-U-L. We started off today's Waxy's Dargo Show with Toronto's The Mahones and a song called A Devil in Every Bottle, a track from their brand new album, Jameson Street. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargo, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next from Lakefield, Ontario, we have some music by Leahy, the Juno Award-winning family, featuring the musical talents of five of the Leahy sisters, Julie, Aaron, Maria, Siobhan, and Denise. And we're going to hear a song called Good Water. That's the title track to an album released in 2020. Leahy, here on 101.5.
I'm a fisherman's son, got fisherman's ways. I fished with my father in my young days. I learned the fine craft of the fisherman's trade. Just a pest to my son, so here I'll do the same. The sea is my lifeline, the shore is my home. I've been to your cities, I didn't stay long. I stared at the bright lights, the dark city ways. I'll tell you that's not for me, no, I couldn't stay. Singing love.
Expecting there
That was Jackie Oates, a fine young singer and fiddle player who grew up in Staffordshire, England. Jackie also spent some time in Devon and Oxford and was a member of the Rachel Unthank and the Winterset group between 2003 and 2007. We heard a song called Brig Fair, a track that comes from an album titled Saturnine that Jackie Oates released in 2011. This was her fourth studio album, and it was produced by her brother, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer Jim Murray. Before Jackie Oates, from Mabou, Nova Scotia, we heard Cape Breton Islands, the Rankin family, with a song from their 1992 album, Fare Thee Well, Love. The song we heard was called Fisherman's Son, that was written by Jimmy Rankin. And this track featured the vocal harmonies of Jimmy, Cookie Heather, and the late Raylene Rankin, who died from breast cancer on September 30th, 2012. And prior to that, John Morris Rankin died in a car accident on Cape Breton Island on January 16th in the year 2000. Starting off that set from Lakeville, Ontario, was Leahy with the title track to an album called Good Water. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music. So if you can, try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Janice Burns and John Doran are an Anglo-Scottish musical duo who came together after discovering a shared love of traditional music. Janice hails from Glasgow and John comes from Gloucestershire. They're both now based in Newcastle, where they met as students at Newcastle University. Janice plays mandolin, tenor guitar, harmonium, and piano, and John the bouzouki, acoustic guitar, harmonium, and fiddle. The duo has just released their debut full-length studio album called No More, The Green Hills, and from the new album we're going to hear Janice and John's arrangement of a popular traditional song called As I Roved Out, here on 101.5.
As I roved out on a bright May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, whom should I spy but my own true lover? As she sat under yon willow tree, I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her courageously. When she turned around, well, the tears fell from her, saying, "False young man, you diamond ring I owned and gave you, a diamond ring to wear on your right hand, but the vow you made, you went and broke it, and married the lassie that had the land. If I married the lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I ruin till the day I die. When misfortune falls, no man can shun it. I was blindfolded all that night. Now at nights when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, it's brass I find. Call back her army from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded true love, in hopes that you and I will meet again, in hopes that you and I will meet again. It was 38 and for Dundee, the four for she was bound. In the tides of the coast of Bamberton, the tempest swirled around. Screaming gulls, they wheeled and shrieked to tell of the wrath of the storm. And those on board were hurled from the decks to be dashed on the rocks of the Fon. Grace Darling prayed in the darkness as her father pulled through the waves. She prayed for the souls of those who were lost and for those whom they might save. Nine survived and clung to the crags, their cries all lost to the storm. In the sea that thrashed, they held on fast, or from the rocks be torn. Though the restless sea was ready, there was some hope in the night, for the long stone beam shone through the mist and their arms reached out to the light. Grace Darling prayed in the darkness as her father pulled through the wave. She prayed for the souls of those who were lost and for those whom they might save. And the coble launched in the darkness, through the brine and through the scorn. Grace and her father rode those waves as their thunder crashed and clawed. And Grace held the boat in the darkness, through the howling wind and rain. And five from the rocks in time were plucked before their souls were claimed. Grace Darling prayed in the darkness as her father pulled through the waves. She prayed for the souls of those who were lost, not for those whom they might save. Thank you.
the beacon shone in the darkness. The cowboy returned once more for more souls to drag from the rocks, to carry back safe to the shore. Grace like a guardian angel, and he with his courage bold, the darling's name ever etched with fame on the stone and the rocks and the gold. Grace, darling, prayed in the darkness as her father pulled through the way. She prayed for the souls of those who were lost and for those whose name I say. Thank you.
That was one of my favorite female singers, Glasgow singer Eddie Reader, who was born on the 29th of August, 1959. She's known for both her work with Fairground Attraction as well as her successful solo career. And it was back in 2018 that Eddie marked her 40th year as a performer. We heard a song called Fallen Twice that was written by Irish songwriter Jack Marr. And this track comes from Eddie Reader's 9th solo album, which is titled Love is the Way, that she released back in 2009. Before Eddie Reader, we heard some music by Watch the Wall, a fine folk trio from Lancashire, England, made up of Brian Maguire, Nick Melion, and Kathy McIver. We heard a song written by Brian and Nick based on a true story about the exploits of Grace Darling, an English Victorian heroine who in 1838, along with her father from Northumberland's Longstone Lighthouse, saved the survivors from the wreck of the SS Forfarshire, which broke up on the rocks during a vicious storm. And this song about Grace Darling comes from a self-titled album that Watch the Wall released in 2020. And at the top of that set, the Anglo-Scottish duo of Janice Burns and John Doran with their arrangement of a traditional song called As I Roved Out. This track comes from an album just released by Janice and John called No More the Green Hills. For almost 25 years now, Ireland's Lunasa has been one of the most sought-after bands on today's international Irish music scene. And back in 2018, Lunasa released a new studio album called Cost to celebrate their 20th anniversary. From this album, here's Lunasa joined in by American singer Natalie Marchand, who was the lead singer for 10,000 Maniacs, with a traditional lament from the Napoleonic Wars all about the Bonnie Light Horseman. Lunasa with Natalie Marchand here on 101.5.
When Bonnie commanded his armies to stand, and he leveled his cannon right over the land. Well, he leveled his cannon, his victory to gain, and slew my light horseman on the way home from Spain. Broken hearted I wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie in the cold war of Spain. Like lie cold in the clay. Broken hearted, I wander. Broken hearted, I'll remain. Since my bonny night horseman in the cruel war was slain. Now the dark she laments for, the mater she flies. Where, tell me, where is my true love? Wide world, is there one to compare with my bonny night horseman who was slain in the war? Since my bonny light horseman to the cruel war to go. Broken hearted I'll wander, broken hearted I'll remain. Since my bonny light horseman in the cruel war was slain.
some Celtic music by Santiago Molina, a fine traditional folk musician from Buenos Aires, Argentina, who plays whistles, Irish flute, and Galician and Uilleann bagpipes. We heard a track from his first full-length studio album that has an English title called From a New Place, and the piece of music that we heard was called Whelan's. In front of Santiago Molina, we heard Ireland's Lunasa, joined in by Natalie Marchant with The Bonnie Light Horseman, a traditional song that's sometimes known as Broken Hearted, I Wander. And this track comes from an album that Lunasa recorded in 2018 called Caus. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Dargo Show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some Celtic music from Germany by a folk trio called Ganaim. And we're going to hear an instrumental track called Crack at Kelly's Cellar that comes from the band's second album titled Public House, released in 2017. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Ganaim. Bye for now.